If you think you've been seeing more electric cars on Sonoma County roadways lately, you're not mistaken.
Last year in the summer, we counted about 1,800 electric vehicles here in the county based on numbers from the Department of Motor Vehicles and other sources. We have doubled in the last year. We're at about 3,400 or 3,500 electric vehicles here in Sonoma County. So we're adding about 3 electric vehicles per day.
Deron Amarin is the EV, Electric Vehicle, Program Manager for the Center for Climate Protection in Santa Rosa. He says they are a critical component in efforts to curtail greenhouse gas emissions, especially here.
The science says we need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. Transportation accounts for over half of our emissions in Sonoma County. We drive a lot because we live in a semi-rural area. So we produce a greater percentage of our emissions from transportation than the average part of California. In order to address the climate imperative, we must reduce emissions from transportation. The fastest way to do that is to switch gas cars for electric cars.
How fast? The effect per car is substantial, explains Lauren Casey from Sonoma County's Regional Climate Protection Authority.
Our analysis shows that switching one typical passenger vehicle away from gasoline to electricity in California can reduce emissions by up to 93% depending on the source of that power.
Jeff Cyphers, Executive Director of Sonoma Clean Power, adds that drivers who switch to EVs are also fueling a big boost to the local economy.
If 5% of drivers switch from driving on gasoline in our county to driving on Evergreen, our local 100% renewable product, that would bring $10 million back into the county every single year that used to leave for gasoline.
Meanwhile, the rollout of charging stations in public places has not kept pace with EV sales increases. But Lauren Casey says that also reflects the way consumers are using their electric cars.
When some people come to this question first, they assume we need as much infrastructure as we need with gas-powered vehicles. You know, gas stations everywhere. As it turns out, we use these technologies much more like a cell phone. We do most of our charging at home, with occasional charging needed when you go on a slightly longer trip, in which case having charging accessible along highway corridors is really important. Or occasionally charging while you're shopping or at work.
That's reflected in a proposal that PG&E currently has before the State Public Utilities Commission. Spokeswoman Ari Von Runner says the company intends to spend $160 million over 3 years to expand charging opportunities where they are most needed.
To support California's ambitious greenhouse gas reduction goal, PG&E has a plan in with the California Public Utilities Commission to install 7,500 level 2 chargers and 100 DC fast chargers throughout our service area.
The fast chargers will go along major traffic corridors, but Van Renner says the majority will go where the need is most concentrated.
Our focus is on installing chargers at multi-unit dwellings and workplaces. Those are places people would have their cars for a longer time. Great opportunity to soak up some of the clean energy that we have on our grid and also expand access to people who haven't been able to benefit from EVs previously.
That's part of an increased focus on efforts to enable low-income drivers and households to gain access to the benefits of EVs, which will be the subject of our next story. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.